Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. London police say they are chasing down suspects in their investigation to determine who was responsible for the rush hour bomb attack on a city subway. The attacks were among a number of terror incidents this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
Islamic State says an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. The terror threat remains at critical. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch in remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat to international peace. At the UN, the Security Council said the missile that flew over Japan and landed in the North Pacific was